This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for December 5th, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced, the Bret Michaels Party Gras 2023 Nothing But A Good Vibe Music Festival, featuring Bret Michaels from Poison, Night Ranger, Jefferson Starship, Mark McGrath, Steve O'Gary, formerly of Journey, and more special guests giving you all the killer hits and no filler. The tour rolls into the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, Massachusetts on Friday night, July 21st, and tickets go on sale this Friday, December 9th at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. Get the details in the concert calendar at MistressCarrie.com. The Strokes are compiling some of their earliest singles in a new vinyl box set. It's due out February 24th. It's called The Singles Volume 1, featuring 10 singles from the band's first three albums, as well as companion B-sides. Over the weekend, Pantera made their highly anticipated return to the stage after 21 years, performing at the Hell in Heaven Music Festival in Mexico. The set featured 15 songs and a massive tribute to the Abbott Brothers. Original bandmates Phil Anselmo and Rex Brown were joined on stage by Zakk Wylde and Charlie Benante from Anthrax. Pantera has also been announced as one of the openers for the upcoming M72 Metallica World Tour. Newest members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Judas Priest, are celebrating a half a century in metal and also 50 million albums sold worldwide. They were presented with a special plaque commemorating 50 years in music and more than 50 million albums sold. The band's also anticipating on releasing a new album in 2023. And Korn will be releasing their 2022 live-streamed Requiem Mass performance coming up this February. The intimate concert the band played at the Hollywood United Methodist Church in Los Angeles on February 3rd, 2022, is going to be featured on the release that comes out exactly a year after the original performance. And Reunited Cold Chamber will be performing at next year's edition of the Blue Ridge Rock Festival. It takes place September 7th through the 10th in Alton, Virginia, featuring Taproot, Cold, Edema, Senses Fail, Woe Is Me, Finger 11, and more. Cold Chamber is also set to perform in Vegas at the Sick New World Festival with the aforementioned Korn, System of a Down, Incubus, Evanescence, The Deftones, and more. And Crobot have been forced to scrap their December live appearances after their trailer full of their gear and instruments was stolen in Austin, Texas. In the wake of the loss, a GoFundMe was launched to help them get back on their feet. Rock and Roll Beauty has announced the release of the Twisted Sister Limited Edition Beauty Collection. The line features a Twisted Sister logo eyeshadow palette, lip kit, 3-pack eyeliner, and blush palette featuring bold colors and metallic shades. You can check them all out at rockandrollbeauty.com. U2 were honored over the weekend with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. The band were honored alongside George Clooney, Amy Grant, Gladys Knight, and composer Tanya Leone. The ceremony will be aired on U.S. TV coming up on December 28th. Dolly Parton has revealed more details about her upcoming rock album that she said she'd make after she got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She already announced she's collaborating with former Journey frontman Steve Perry on a cover of Journey's classic, Open Arms. She also said on The Tonight Show she's aiming to have Robert Plant and Jimmy Page guest on a cover of Stairway to Heaven. She also unveiled that she's going to be covering Prince, The Rolling Stones, and Lynyrd Skynyrd, along with some original pieces. The album is titled Rockstar and is scheduled for release in the fall of 2023. Aerosmith were forced to cancel a show in Vegas over the weekend when Steven Tyler was sidelined by an unspecified illness. In a statement on social media, the band wasn't specific about exactly what Steven Tyler was battling, but noted he was, quote, expected to make a full recovery. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes of the Mistress Carrie podcast come out every Wednesday. Episode 130, featuring A'Ron Jones, is available now. And make sure you check out this week's bonus episode featuring Bret Michaels from Poison.